the world can see for itself on a daily basis that it is the word of the U.S., especially now under the Trump administration, not China's, which cannot be trusted. The U.S. has never been an honest broker. Its modus operandi has always been dissimulation and deceit. Give with one hand and take away with the other, to turn around and disingenuously accuse your opponent of what you yourself have done is the standard operating procedure of the U.S. now and in the past. This has been compounded by the fact that U.S. President Trump is a congenital liar. He makes up facts from whole cloth. His chief advisor on China, Peter Navarro, has recently admitted that his books about the China threat are pure fiction, and they have been labeled as such by his publisher. Whatever Trump says about the trade negotiations are simply a ploy to try to box China into a corner in order to extract as many concessions as possible. But this ploy has been tried once too often, and like the boy who cried wolf, no one takes it seriously any longer. It is the U.S., not China, that will renege on any deal that is in the works. The U.S. is always trying to move the goalposts as the deadline approaches. China, however, will not make any deal that infringes on its sovereignty or fundamental national interests. Senator Mark Rubio, Republican Florida, tries to make it out as if China is unreliable by falsely claiming that they don't intend to comply with any agreement since, quote, they make all kinds of agreements about the kind of relationship with Hong Kong they would have, and they're clearly violating that. This is in itself a bald-faced lie, as all the world can see, that China has upheld its part of the bargain and not intervened in the U.S.-sponsored debacle that has plagued Hong Kong for months on end. If a Phase 1 trade deal with China is signed in November, expect it to be far less than what Washington touts it to be. Anything Trump, his advisors, or his allies have to say must be taken with a huge grain of salt. If a trade deal is consummated, Trump will attempt to portray it as a great victory, when in fact it will merely be a stopgap measure allowing him to concentrate on the growing political maelstroms threatening his presidency.